Hello, my name is Will Osiro. Today, on History Behind the Text, we are going to examine the removal of Native Americans from their homelands and how it relates to the concept of the American paradox. Many people are unfamiliar with this part of our nation's past. I will give a brief history of our interaction with Native Americans, including a few key events leading up to the Indian Removal Act passed in 1830. We will also discuss the details of the bill, specifically why it was passed, how it affected Native Americans, and ultimately its contribution to the development of the American paradox. Conflict between European settlers and Native Americans was happening long before the United States were established. Small skirmishes weren't uncommon as the settlers pushed west. But the violence really started to escalate in the early 19th century. During the War of 1812, the British made use of many of the disgruntled Native populations. Tecumseh, a Shawnee chief, led his people in numerous battles until his death in 1813. He had this to say about the situation: "My heart is a stone, heavy with sadness for my people, cold with the knowledge that no treaty will keep whites out of our lands, hard with determination to resist as long as I live and breathe." Through the eyes of the American settler, the scene looks very different. They were heading west to find opportunity and the chance at a new and prosperous life. Manifest destiny is the concept at the heart of westward expansion. It is the idea that it is the God-given right of Americans to settle the land from coast to coast. Looking forward to a bright future, nobody had time to stop and think about the many thousands of people already living in those areas. The influence of Tecumseh and the steady push west forced the United States government into action. Originally, American leaders wanted to work with the Native Americans so that they could eventually assimilate into American society. However, the government still wanted to take away the majority of their homelands and allow for westward expansion. The idea was that the Native Americans would adopt an agricultural lifestyle that wouldn't require as much land as hunting or trapping. Unfortunately, this plan did not work very well. The Native people didn't want to give up their culture or their land. Beginning in the 1820s, the American government increased their efforts to remove the Native populations from the Southeast. President Madison created territories west of the Mississippi River for the Native Americans to voluntarily relocate to. When Andrew Jackson became president, he pushed a bill through Congress that allowed him to negotiate land exchange treaties with the Native Americans. There were no actual negotiations, though, because the act was passed without the consultation or consent of any Native leaders. In his report on Andrew Jackson's abuse of power, historian Alfred A. Cave mentions that there was no provision in the bill authorizing the seizure of land that Indians declined to cede by treaty. President Jackson abused the power that he was given, and it resulted in a dark stain on our country's history, what we know today as the Trail of Tears. The Indian Removal Act of 1830 led to the forced removal of tens of thousands of Native people. The largest and most significant tribes were known as the Five Civilized Tribes: the Cherokee, Chickasaw, Choctaw, Creek, and Seminole. The phrase Trail of Tears was first used to describe the relocation of the Choctaw people in 1831. Of the 17,000 natives that made the trek from Mississippi to present-day Oklahoma, over 3,000 would die along the way. The other tribes had similar experiences, the most famous being the forced Cherokee removal in 1838. The reason the Cherokee receive extra attention is because the treaty exchanging their land was never accepted by the Cherokee leaders or people. Over 4,000 Cherokee would die during the process, either in concentration camps or on the forced march to Oklahoma during the brutal Midwestern winter. The American paradox is a concept that addresses the contradiction between our country's founding principles and our treatment or mistreatment of people within our borders. The Indian Removal Act was used to deny the Native American people their inalienable rights as human beings. It is similar to many of the laws that Parliament passed to subdue the colonies, the same laws that eventually led to the American Revolution. The hypocrisy of our young government is the reason for the American paradox. We preached equality and opportunity for all men, but denied it to the only true Americans. In conclusion, the treatment of Native Americans at the hand of our government has been unjust. The Indian Removal Act of 1830, as well as Andrew Jackson's legacy and the Trail of Tears, puts a stain on our country's past and exemplifies the American paradox. Hopefully, we've learned from our mistakes and are able to ensure that the American paradox is merely a concept for historical reflection.